Dialysis is a lifesaver for more than 600,000 patients living with end-stage kidney disease. The process is time-consuming and often cumbersome. But what if there was a device that could free patients? University of Washington researchers have finished testing a wearable artificial kidney. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna tells us more.
When Chuck Lee goes in for dialysis at the Northwest Kidney Centers in Kirkland, it's practically an all-day affair. He and his wife, Sandy, have the routine. She sets up a side table with two protein bars and two cups of ice chips. Lee pulls out his essentials to help him pass the time.
I got the iPad. I got a crossword. I got a book.
Once he's seated, he gets prepped.
Hi.
How are you, my dear?
Good, good.
A technician checks his temperature, swabs his chest with alcohol, cleans and tapes the tubes that will go straight into his heart. After 20 minutes, he's ready for dialysis, which usually takes about 4 hours. Lee is 73 years old and has had diabetes for 4 decades. He exercises and watches what he eats.
Before I started dialysis, we'd go on road trips, and I'd end up in the hospital because being away from home, it's hard to get your diet to where it should be.
2 years ago, Lee's kidney could no longer filter out the toxins and excess fluids from his body. He started dialysis, a process that needs to be done 3 times a week. Lee says he and his wife still take road trips, but they're not as spontaneous as they used to be.
With the dialysis, you can't do that. You have to schedule everything.
Last October, Lee got a break. He was one of the first patients to test a portable device that filtered his blood without being tethered to a large machine. And during that time, he was able to eat foods that are normally off limits.
2 orders of mac and cheese for dinner. I ate Cheetos all night long. I drank V8 juice. I drank orange juice. It's 24-hour party time.
Lee's 24-hour test drive was part of a national clinical trial. UW Medicine was one of the participants, and the results are promising enough that the FDA has put the project on fast-track status. Patients aren't the only ones excited about this recent development.
Over the last couple of decades, there have been very few new technological innovations in treating end-stage kidney disease.
Dr. Matthew Rivara is a nephrologist at UW Medicine. He's also one of the investigators who tested the device for safety. He says the portable kidney is one of the few new technologies to come about over the last 20 years.
We think that this type of technology would really allow people to live the lives that they want to lead.
Rivara says the next phase is making improvements for the next trial, including making the device lighter. Lee would like that.
And it was kind of bulky. But if I had the opportunity to wear, I'd be wearing it today because it just gives you so much more freedom.
Freedom from the big machine and from some of the food restrictions. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.